be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Huck be lady tonight.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of Hypnotic Total Radio on Radio 1190. My name is Arlo, people. Diablo Montalban is in the house, and people, we have a very, very, very special guest in studio this evening for your entertainment. The one and only Ralph Jean, people, is in the house, is in the building. We'll be talking to Ralph, we'll be playing some music. He'll be performing some music. All right, here on Radio 1190, KVCU Boulder, people. 303-492-1190. 303-492-1190 is the number to call to reach us here in the air studio. If you would like to do that, make a request, maybe. I don't know. We shall see. But people, like I said, Ralph Jean is in the house. And we'll be talking to him shortly.
Well, let me tell you people about a brand new freak call. I Billy Music and it's sure his name when it's hot. Billy Music.
find a way to lift high, 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 Billy music, swing on. Well, then let me tell you, catch it just so square. Cause it's high, 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 Philly music. Yes, it's the sound that's sweeping around most everywhere. Oh, honey, I dig that sound. Well, it's going round. It's the best kind of music to be able to find a wheel. It's high, 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 Philly music.
Mom! I got my rain check, shake my head and walk away. She's in love with me.
Good evening, everybody. And as promised, we have a very special guest with us this evening. The one and only Ralph Jean. Ralph, how are we doing this evening?
Okay. Great to be here.
Well, thanks for coming out. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. So you've been pretty busy of late.
Yeah. A whole bunch of shows that I wasn't even expecting to get the opportunity to do. They all came at once. I mean, four shows in October.
That's crazy.
That's a big pickup right now for where I'm at with things.
Well, we are glad to have you, Ralph. And people, if you don't know Ralph, he is the Star Trek and Rock and Roll Cowboy. He's the Tiger Man. He's a little homicidal. He's
Yeah, you could say that.
But we are thrilled making this Hypnotic Turtle Radio debut. We have played your music before, of course, but the first time you are joining us here in the studio, and we appreciate that. And you've brought your guitar with us, Ralph. You want to start us off with a song?
Yeah. Well, I got a girl named Bonnie Maroney. Well, she's as skinny as a stick of macaroni. You ought to see her rocking home with her blue jeans on. Well, she's not very fat, just skin and bone. But I love her, she loves me. Oh, how happy now we can be, making love underneath the apple tree. Well, I told her mama and her papa too. Well, they just did exactly what I'm gonna do. We're gonna get married on the night in June. And rock and roll by the light of the silvery moon. Cause I love her, her, she loves me. Oh, how happy now we can be, making love underneath the apple tree. Boy, she's my one and only, she's my heart's desire. She's a real upsetter, she's a real live wire. Everybody turns for her, baby. Something to see, she really catches the eye. Cause I love her, her, and she loves me. Oh, how happy how we can be, making love underneath the apple tree. Well, now I got a girl named Bonnie Maroney. Well, now I got a girl named Bonnie Maroney. One more time. I got a girl named Bonnie Maroney. Hadn't done that one in a long time. Should we continue? I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feelings going on. You know why I almost hit the ceiling. When I woke up and you were gone, I took you in when you were hungry, and now you're cutting out on me. I ain't gonna let you, little darling. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I hear you're pretty good at running, but pretty soon you'll slip and fall. That's when I'll drag you home with me, girl. I'm gonna chain you to the wall. I'm looking for you, baby. I ain't gonna take this laying down. I heard that you were hooking, baby, baby, way on the other side of town. I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feelings going on. You know, I almost hit the ceiling when I woke up and you were gone. If you see me tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town. Tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I just can't let you go, so why? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Woo!
Ralph Jean People live and direct here on Hypnotic Total Radio, Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. And people are going to let Ralph catch his breath for a second, and we're going to play a song which Ralph informed me has not yet been played on Radio 1190. And he keeps track of these things. It's off of his amazing story, the amazing Ralph Jean, his music, his story, amazing double CD. Boyd Rice presents Peace People. Please, I'm trying to catch my breath as well. So we're gonna hear a track entitled. It's got a title. This track it's entitled. It's Switzerland. It's about. It may or may not be about Switzerland, but it's on disc 2. It's on the Sun Sessions disc, and we're going to play it right now, people. Come on.
We fell in love in Switzerland as it did was on cue. But we couldn't say each other's name. What were we going to do? So we checked into a hotel. Then in our room she stripped and hubba, hubba, what a view. It wasn't very long before she had my clothes off too. We both anticipated what we were about to do. But as we embraced, we read each other's tattoo. She's a neo-Nazi, and I'm a Christian Jew. ¶¶ thought about the impact, but didn't have a clue. My daddy would disown me. He fought in World War II. But love conquers all, and it'll have to carry us through. Cause I love the little neo-Nazi, and she's in love with a Christian Jew. Through. Yes, I love my little neo-Nazi, and she's in love with her Christian Jew.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right.
Keep charging in. They're gonna have none of that.
That's naked.
My baby don't stand no cheap. My baby, it's a touch car. My baby don't stand no kissing. My baby, my baby, my baby don't stand no kissing. My baby, my baby don't stand no kissing. Except if I'm the one she's a kissing. My baby don't stand no kissing. My baby, my baby, unwind. She don't. She's cool. My baby don't stand no cheating. My baby. My baby, my baby, my baby. Yeah, my baby, my baby, my baby. Woo, my baby.
Ralph Jean right there, people. Ralph Jean. Ralph, why don't you tell us about those tracks you just played there? Those are unreleased.
Yeah, they're gonna have me committed. It's a song, an old country song, actually, that Little Jimmy Dickens did a long time ago. And in the year 2000, I don't know, we were trying to work out some new material and all that kind of thing. So I did it. The band I was asking everybody what the name of it. Turned out to be Ralph Jean and the Saddle Sore. And the other song, My Baby, and of course, They're Gonna Have Me Committed, that was the year 2000. But the other song, My Baby, that was actually Roy Head's band, The Traits. Roy Head did an instrumental on an album a long time ago, and so in 1975 I kind of did my own invention of karaoke and borrowed his band to do the song My Baby. And I'm sure Roy wouldn't mind, because we did a show together,
right? And didn't seem to
notice. Long
time
ago, back about 1963 I think it was.
Wow.
And when I met him, he's a really nice guy. He's a used car salesman when I met him. But anyway, we had some good times.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, speaking of like 62, I mean, when did you get your start? When did you start playing music, either professionally or non-professionally, I guess, performing, I suppose?
Well, I like to think that the starting point actually happened when I was in junior high school, 1956. I'd been hearing the early rumblings of rock and roll, changing the early, you know, pop music of the early 1950s,
right,
into new forms of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to like it subconsciously, but consciously I hadn't decided whether or not I liked it at the time. And so anyway, I started writing some songs. Now, I didn't know how to play the guitar at that time, and I hadn't played the piano very much either. And so I would compose songs, and then when the teacher was out of the room, you know, junior high school I was going to, I'd get up and I'd sing for all the kids in the classroom.
Oh, wow. That's
and they
cool.
got
yeah.
to where they got to where they
No, go ahead.
They got to where they seemed to enjoy that. So every time the teacher would go out of the room, they'd decide they wanted to. They'd be asking me to get up and
kidding.
Sing.
No kidding. Wow.
And so I'd get up and I'd sing songs like this one right here, only without the guitar. Oh, give me a home where the teachers don't roam and the school books are all packed away, where seldom is heard the principal's word and the schoolroom is closed for the day. Closed for, well, anyway, we don't need to go over that. And that one, and there'd be songs like Baytown Sewer, which I'm not gonna repeat here on this show, because
I want to hear Baytown Sewer.
Well, let's see. I'll sing you one little, but it's the thinking of a 13-year-old, you know. And you know how kids laugh at stuff that's a little crazy when they're young, very young teenagers, especially boys. I wish I was in the Baytown Sewer where I long to be, working with the plumbers and pushing out to sea. Turds and farts and all the I don't want to sing that. But that's the thinking of a 13-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, the other kids loved it because, something like that would get their attention.
Well, sure.
And actually, I would do songs like Japanese Rain Song, which is on my album. And let's see. This other song about Robin Hood. There was a TV show called Robin Hood, and so Puddinhead, Rabbit Hood, kissing all the girls. Puddinhead, Rabbit Hood, chasing all the squirrels. Loved by the girls, feared by the squirrels. crazy little songs, and there was a song about a bicycle too. But the thing is I didn't realize when I did the Baytown Sewer that I was being influenced by Art Carney on the Jackie Gleason show.
Oh, no kidding, sure.
Who had out a song called Song of the Sewer, I think it was called. Something that he'd actually done on his TV show.
Yeah, as Norton.
And, and I think I was influenced by that, for one thing. And then there, the Japanese Rain Song, there was a couple of guys that were, out on the school ground that, I just hung out with. And for some reason, they taught me this crazy little Japanese song. And so I would do, the Ama Ama Huda Huda, Kaya Sayanai, Janoma. And let's see. And then the song about the bicycle, well, I was hearing Chuck Berry sing about cars. And so I think I was being influenced by Chuck Berry.
Sure.
And Eddie Cochran in 1959 came out with a song called Teenage Heaven. It was sung to the tune of Home on the Range. Let's see. I want a house and a pool, charter hours in school, and a room with my own private phone. But I actually came up with that was in 1959 for him, but I came up with the same idea of using the Home on the Range thing for give me a home where the teachers don't roam and the school books are all packed away. So I don't know. I think what I was doing, it was kind of an early, very laid back, just starting out form of responding to the rock music that I was hearing. And I saw Elvis perform live on television on February the 18th, 1956. I was by myself. I turned on the TV set, and when it cleared up, came on, he was halfway through the song Tutti Frutti, and then fixing to sing his ballad, which was on the other side of Heartbreak Hotel, called I Was the One. And he did a great job of that. The thing is, I still didn't know whether I liked rock and roll music, but I was very impressed by Elvis's stage presence. And I knew I knew that that was a moment that that I'd like to take a snapshot and always remember and keep in my mind. it impressed me so strongly. But later on, in 1956, when he came out with the big hit Hound Dog, this is where I was converted. When Hound Dog came out, that was it, man.
You finally figured it out.
From then on,
yeah,
all of a sudden it came together for me, and then I backtracked and started picking up everything that he'd already put out, and, of course, keeping tabs on all the other great stars like Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley,
right.
Buddy Holly,
yeah,
all of them. And then as time moved on, then I started, you know, trying to do some of their music and all.
Right.
And starting to write more serious songs than the stuff I started out with in 56. I wrote a song called Sandra because I'd had so many different girlfriends named Sandra. And and so I wrote my Sandra song. This is before I learned to play the guitar. That was on the piano. And,
oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And so what happened is... as you know, not long after I wrote the song, I actually worked that summer of 1959 and made enough money to buy myself, you know, a $30 to $40 guitar, and took one lesson, just learned three chords. First thing that I practiced over and over again was the song Sandra, and then after I'd done this for a long time. One song, you know.
Sure, right.
All of a sudden, it actually occurred to me one day, hey, I could do two songs. I could add on another song. Well, you know, and then it grew from there.
That's awesome. Do you remember Sandra? Can you play a little bit? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She was, and still is, the most beautiful girl in Kansas.
Oh.
You know, she was in 1954 when she was 10 and I was 11, and when I saw her in 1988.
Oh, no kidding.
Years later, she still had that long, beautiful hair, and I stopped in the town in Kansas, and I had no idea where to look for this girl or where to find her. And I asked somebody, I went into a fire station, and I asked somebody at random. I said, and then I described her. I said, there's this really beautiful girl that used to live in this town a long time ago. And you know what the guy did? He takes his arm and he points up here to this hotel that you could see not too far away, and he says her mother-in-law lives there.
Oh, that's crazy.
He knew I was talking about. Right. I hadn't even said her name yet. So I called her up, and we got together and you know, spent the day along with some other friends.
Sure. Wow.
Reviewing the
That's wild.
Area that we'd both known each other in.
That's awesome.
Okay, a little bit of song. Let's see. Sandra, my first love, Sandra, my last love, Sandra, belong to me. I love you with all my love eternally. Sandra, believe me, Sandra, don't leave me. Tell me that we'll never part. I love you with all the love I have in my heart. You fill my life, it seems. You're even in my dreams. You're all darling, you're the kind of girl I want throughout eternity. Sandra, my first love, Sandra, my last love, Sandra, belong to me. I love you with all my heart eternally. An oldie but a goodie. In my
wow,
record, huh?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Maybe I should do another song at this point?
Yeah, why don't you do a couple more? Do a couple more real quick.
Okay. Here's something that just came out about a week or so ago. I was doing a show down at this place called the Mutiny Information Cafe, and they released a lathe cut record, 10-inch vinyl record, which something like I'd never had out before on vinyl. And anyway, it had about four songs on it, and this is one of the songs that was on it. I'm just a gadabout, a gadabout. I guess I've been one from the start. I'm just a gadabout, a gadabout. I've got a playboy heart. And I'm just mad about pretty girls and sporty cars. And I'm just wild about kissing underneath the stars. My daddy was a gambling man. My mama was a rambling rose. I got their blood running through my veins. I discovered long ago. I'm just a lonely boy, looking for a girl that's free. Someone to gad about. Gad about, someone to gad about with me. And I'm just mad about, pretty girls and sporty cars. And I'm just wild about, kissing underneath the stars. My daddy was a gambling man, my mama was a rambling rose. I got their blood running through my veins. I discovered long ago. I'm just a lonely boy, looking for a girl that's free. Someone to gad about, gad about. Someone to gad about with me. Someone to gad about with me.
Woo!
All right. I do enjoy doing songs like this. I'm just a Star Trek and rock and roll cowboy, living in a past or future dream, with today like there was no tomorrow. And Elvis make the lady scream. And sometimes I want to sing like Elvis and share in the glory and fame, or take a time trip back into the Wild West and with a six-gun take a stand and make a name. Or sometimes I'd rather fly a starship unknown space with planets to explore, and let some sweet young uncharted woman take me where no other man has gone before. I'm just a Star Trek and rock and roll cowboy, living in a past or future dream, waiting until Jesus comes in glory. And Elvis make the lady scream. Let's go now. Or sometimes I'd rather fly a starship through unknown space with planets to explore, some kinky, uncharted woman take me where no other man has gone before. Woo! I'm just a Star Trek and rock and roll cowboy, living in a past or future dream, with today like there was no tomorrow, but listening and Elvis make the lady scream. I'm just a Star Trek and rock and roll cowboy.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
That was awesome. And people, that's Star Trek and Rock and Roll Cowboy, and that's available on Ralph's 2-CD set, The Amazing Ralph Jean, his music, his story. Available at most of the finer local independent record shops and available from Ralph at all of his performances. That's out on Discriminate Audio, people. DiscriminateAudio.com. And Ralph, in the CD you gave me, there's a song that's intriguing me that I want to play. It's called Hard Guitar Freakout. What's that all about?
Well,
is that an instrumental or is that?
It's an instrumental. Let's call it an instrumental.
Long story short, it's an instrumental. All right, we're gonna hear that, people, while we regroup, because I want to check out this hard guitar freakout, people.
And called you sweetheart.
I do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost? Oh, Lord, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, God. Oh, man, I tell you. And I had no cause to doubt you. Sing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain?